Again, I want to point out two things here. One useful formula is the determinant of a full matrix, for example, I, B, C, identity, and so on. This is sometimes very useful because, typically, for example, in a case where and B, C are vectors, then you can actually change the computing a determinant to scalar multiplication and addition. And this is very, very useful in many applications. Another useful formula is called a matrix inversion lemma. Now, you might think this is crazy that you are inverting a matrix which looks quite simple and get a formula which seems to be much, much more complex. This is actually not the case in some applications. I should point out, in particular, for example, if A12 is a full, let's say it's a column vector, A21 is a row vector, then the formula in the right is much, much simpler. That's the reason we are using this formula here. And you're going to see later on that this is really a very, very useful formula. In particular, in some estimation problems that where you can make a very, very complex matrix inversion, become a very, very simple problem. So this is a very, very useful formula.